Brothers and sisters,
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
We thank the Lord for gathering us this morning.
我们感谢主早上能够这样的来召聚我们。
This morning, let's turn our attention to Mark, Gospel according to Mark, chapter 4, verse 35.
那早上请大家一同来看马可福音第四章三十五节。
I want to read from 35 to 41.
我们要来读三十五到四十一节。
Mark chapter 4, verse 35.
马可福音第四章三十五节。
On that day, when evening came, he said to them, Let us go over the other side, leaving the crowd. They took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat.So much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teachers, do you not care that we are perishing? And he got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Hush, be still. And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them,Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? They became very much afraid and said to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他说，夫子，我们丧命你不顾吗？耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说，住了吧，静了吧。风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, by your grace and mercy and your faithfulness, we can come into your presence.
父，我们感谢你早上因着您的怜悯、恩典和信实，我们能够来到您的同在当中。
And we must confess that we are thrilled with your goodness.
让我们能够一同来说啊，你何美善。
Lord, we do thank you for all the mercies and grace you have bestowed upon your people.
我们感谢您向您的子民所倾倒的恩典和怜悯。
We do want to praise you as our King.
我们愿尊你为我们的王。
We want to come to our hope and our High Priest.
我们愿来到我们的盼望和我们的大祭司的面前。
We want to follow our Shepherds.
我们愿跟随我们的牧者。
Encourage all of us with this passage.
愿你以这样的一个信息能够来鼓励我们每一个人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. We're reading this well-known story this morning.
那早上我们所读的这个故事是大家非常熟悉的。
In this story, our Lord Jesus, had planned a wonderful lesson for his disciples.
那在这个故事当中，主耶稣为着他的门徒就设计了一个非常好的一个课程。
And this lesson was arranged after Jesus had spoken to a very large crowd.By the shore of the Sea of Galilee.
那这个课程就是在主耶稣在加利利的海边向着众人所讲完教训完之后。
Jesus was actually in a boat and spoke to the crowd that was close to the sea on the shore.
那当时主耶稣是在船上向众人讲道，而人都站在离海不远的岸上。
When the evening came, Jesus said to disciples, "Let's go over to the other side."
那天晚上耶稣就对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。
Disciple did not plan the trip.
这些门徒们并没有计划这一场旅行。
It was Jesus' idea to cross the Sea of Galilee in the evening.
是主耶稣他要在晚上的时候跨过加利利海。
The disciple sailed off with Jesus as he was in the boat out of which he had been teaching the disciples. There were other boats with them.
那当时的话，门徒就离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。
They encounter a great storm while sailing through the Sea of Galilee.
那正过加利利海的时候就遇上了一个大风暴。
And it seemed it took them all night to cross the sea.
那看起来好像他们用了整晚才能够渡过这个海。
Eventually they arrived to the other side next day.
那第二天早上他们就到了海的另外一边。
On the other side of the sea, they encountered a man with a unknown spirit.
那在海的对面，他们就遇上了一个被巫鬼所附的人。
And Jesus sent an unclean spirit into the swine, and the herd rushed down the steep bank into the Sea of Galilee.
那耶稣就让这个巫鬼到了这个猪里，于是那群猪就闯下山崖，投在了这个加利利海中。
I think we all remember both stories, but we may not know these two stories come back to back.
我们可能记着这两个故事，但我们可能不知道这两个故事是紧接着发生的。
Jesus crossed the entire Sea of Galilee to save this demon-possessed person.
耶稣跨越了整个加利利海，为了要来拯救这个被巫鬼所附的人。
After that, Jesus got back into the boat.
那在这之后，耶稣又回到船上。
And the man who had been demon possessed wanted to go with him.
那这个被巫鬼所附的人就想要与他同在。
And Jesus said, "Go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you."
主耶稣就对他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的是何等大的事。”
And after that, Jesus and the disciples sailed away back to Capernaum.
都告诉他们，这之后，主和门徒又穿过加利利的海，回到了加百农。
And this man went away, began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus has done for him.
那这个人他就走了，在底加波里那里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事。
So what was the purpose of crossing the Sea of Galilee?
所以主耶稣为什么要来穿过加利利海呢？
Obviously that Jesus crossed the sea to save this demon-possessed person.
那很显然的，主耶稣穿过了这个海是为了能够来拯救这个为巫鬼所附的人。
It was the only thing Jesus did on the other side of the sea.
因为在海的那一边，这是主耶稣所做的唯一的一件事。
And Jesus returned immediately.
在那之后，主耶稣立时就回了海的这边。
They went over the They crossed the sea overnight.
他们在夜里连夜过了海。
Because of the storm, none of them except Jesus had a good sleep.
那因为这场大风暴，除了主耶稣，所有的门徒都没办法入睡。
And they returned right after they met the demon-possessed person.
那当他们遇到了这个为巫鬼所附的人之后，立时又回过了海这边。
Of course, Jesus crossed the sea for this demon-possessed man.
那当然，主耶稣过海是为了这个为巫鬼所附的人。
Even as he was preaching to the crowd at Capernaum,
那就在这个加百农，他就向众人来宣道的时候。
And his mind, he was mindful of this demon-possessed person on the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
就在那时，他心中就为着海那边这个为巫鬼所附的人而那里担忧。
But was this the only purpose?
但这是主耶稣过海的唯一的目的吗？
If this was the only purpose, then what was the purpose of the storm?
如果这是主耶稣过海的唯一的目的的话，那这风暴的目的又是什么呢？
If Jesus, the only purpose is to save this demon-possessed person on the other side of the sea, why there was a storm.
如果主耶稣过了海就单单只为了拯救那个为巫鬼所附的人，那为什么在海上要有这场大风暴呢？
So there was another purpose, different purposes.
所以还有一个不同的目的。
The storm has his purposes too.
这个风暴也有他自己的目的。
Through the storm, Jesus opened the eyes of the disciple to see who he was.
那借着这场风暴，主耶稣就开了门徒们的眼睛，让他们知道他是谁。
Did the disciple know who Jesus was?
门徒们知道主耶稣是谁吗？
Of course they did.
当然他们知道。
But if they didn't know who Jesus was, why did they say after the storm, who then is this?
但如果他们知道的话，为什么在风暴之后他们却会问这是谁？
Of course, they didn't know Jesus.
当然他们知道。
But through the storm, they saw the Jesus in a different way.
但经过这场风暴之后，他们从不同的一个眼光能够再来认识主。
Brother, sister, most of us knew Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们当中大部分人都认识主。
But we need to know the Jesus in a different way all the time.
但我们总需要以不同的眼光来认识主。
We cannot know Jesus as we knew him 10 years ago.
我们不能像十年之前认识主那样来仍然认识他。
We cannot know Jesus as we knew him 5 years ago.
我们也不能像五年前认识主那样来认识他。
We must know Jesus as we know him today.
我们应当像今天这样能够来更多的认识他。
The Bible says, knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ whom he sent is eternal life.
圣经告诉我们认识你独一的真神并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督这就是永生。
So brother and sister, there is a purpose for the storm.
所以弟兄姐妹这个风暴是有一个目的的。
And the purpose is open the eyes of the disciples so they can see who Jesus was.
这个目的就是要来开门徒的眼睛，让他们认识主耶稣是谁。
God often used the storm to open the eyes of somebody.
神常常用风暴来开某些人的眼睛。
You know when the prophet Jonah boarded a ship to Tarshish?
那当这个先知约拿他上了一艘要去他施的船的时候
，The Lord sent a violent storm that almost broke up the ship.
神就是海中起了大风，甚至船几乎破坏。
Through the storm, God revealed Himself to Prophet Jonah.
那在这个风暴当中，神就把他自己启示给约拿。
So this morning we will share together how the Lord Jesus used the storm to open the eyes of the disciple to see who He was.
所以早上我们要来分享主耶稣如何能够借着这些风暴来开门徒的眼睛，让他们认识他是谁。
We want to see how the disciple saw Jesus was the head of all things.
我们愿来思想门徒们如何能够看主耶稣为万有之首。
They saw Jesus was their teacher.
他们看到主耶稣是他们的夫子。
They saw Jesus was their master.
他们也知道主耶稣是他们的主人。
But that night they saw Jesus was king.
但那天晚上他们认识主耶稣是王。
He was the head of all things.
他是万有之首。
There is a difference.
在这两者之间是有不同的。
They knew our Lord Jesus in a different way.
他们从一个不同的方式能够来认识主耶稣。
Through the storm, they saw Jesus was the perfecter of faith.
借着这个风暴，他们知道主耶稣是那一位让他们信心成终的。
They all had faith in them.
他们心中都有信心。
But through the storm, they realized their faith was perfected.
但借着这场风暴，他们知道他们的信心得以完全。
Through the storm, they saw our Lord Jesus was the Prince of Peace.
借着这场风暴，他们也认识主耶稣是和平的君。
They have never seen any person had the same peace as in Jesus.
他们从没有在任何一个人身上看到主耶稣里面的那个平安。
Brothers and sisters, we are in a storm.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在正在一场风暴当中。
Which has no clear end in sight.
在眼所能及的方向，我们也不知道何时会结束。
May the Lord use His words to open our eyes as well to see who He was.
愿主也能够用他的话语来开我们的眼睛，让我们认识他是谁。
We will learn one aspect at a time.
那我们要一个方面一个方面来看。
Let's first share how the disciple saw Jesus was the head of all things.
那首先我们要来看门徒们是如何能够来看耶稣为万有之首。
You know, at the end of the passage, after the storm, the disciples said such words.
就在这个故事之后，门徒们说了这样一段话
Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
这到底是谁连风和海也听从他了
Now Hebrew chapter 2 verse 8 said this word Jesus, God has put all things in subjection under his feet
希伯来书第二章第八节讲到神叫万物都伏在他的脚下
the wind over the Sea of Galilee was under his feet.
那场在加利利海上的大风暴也伏在主的脚下。
The wind might be overwhelming to the disciple, but the wind was under Jesus' feet.
这风暴虽然让门徒们经受不住，但却伏在主的脚下。
The waves breaking over the boat was also under his feet.
那打入船内的波浪也在主的脚下。
Even when the water was filling up the ship, the water was under his feet.
虽然这水甚至快把船灌满了，但这水也浮在主的脚下。
God has put all things, including the boat and the Sea of Galilee, in subjection under His feet.
因为神叫万有，包括这在包括加利利海和海上这艘船，都浮在主耶稣的脚下。
They saw the wind, they saw the wave, they saw the storm, but in the end, they saw everything was in subjection under His feet.
他们看到了这风浪，他们看到了这大海，他们看到了这艘船，但最后他们看到万物都伏在主的脚下。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 17, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together.
哥罗西书一章十七节讲到，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
Even the demon-possessed person were held together by the Lord Jesus.
那甚至连这个被污鬼所附的人也因着主耶稣他们能够联系在一起。
Our Lord Jesus established the heaven and the earth.
我们的主创造了天地。
And all the created things.
以及其中所有的。
And all the creation stand this day according to his ordinance.
主坚立地和万有让他们照着神的安排存到今日。
All things are his servants.
因为万有都是他的仆役。
The storm was his servant.
这风暴也是他的仆役。
If Jesus was a carpenter, the storm is like a wood chisel in his hand.
那主耶稣他是一个木匠，这风暴就好如他手中的这个木凿一样。
When the waves breaking over the boat, the wood chisels began to work upon the disciples.
当这波浪打入船内的时候，木凿就开始静静的在门徒们身上工作。
As the water was filling up the boat.And the disciple became desperate and woke up Jesus. It was like additional pressures was applied to the chisel and cut into the disciples.
那当船要满了水，门徒们绝望而要来叫醒耶稣的时候，就好像有更多的这个压力加在这个木凿身上，能够来切入这些门徒们的身上。
When Jesus rebuked the wind and the wave died down.And said to them, Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? It was like the hammer was applied to the wood chisel and humbled the disciples.
那当主耶稣斥责风风就止住，他又来斥责，他又来对门徒们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”就好像这个锤子在敲打这个木凿，然后让门徒们能够谦卑。
When the disciples said to one another.Who then is this that even the wind and the wave and the sea obey him? Their eyes were open to see Jesus was king.
那当门徒们彼此对问，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。他们的眼睛能够被开打开，能够来看到主耶稣是王。
This is what the storm had accomplished.
这是风暴所成就的。
Open the eye of the disciple to see our Lord Jesus.In a very different way.
能够打开门徒的眼睛，从一个完全不同的方向来看主。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord use the storm that we are in to open our eyes as well.
弟兄姐妹，愿主用我们现在所经历的这场风暴能够开我们的眼睛。
Let's see that Jesus is the head of all things.
能够来看到主耶稣是万物之首。
Brothers and sisters, for the past 18 months,The enemy has successfully made the COVID-19 the head of all things.
弟兄姐妹，在过去的18个月当中，仇敌让新冠病毒成为万有之首。
Everything has been altered and changed in the name of COVID-19.
那因着新冠病毒，万事万物都已经改变。
The enemy wants to put all things in subjection under COVID-19.
那仇敌就想要万有都能伏在这个新冠病毒下面。
Are we unknowingly also put ourselves in subjection to COVID-19?
我们是否不知不觉地也把自己伏在了新冠病毒的脚下？
We need to see God put everything, including COVID-19, in subjection under Jesus' feet.
我们应当看到神让万物，包括新冠病毒，都伏在主耶稣的脚下。
COVID-19 is not the head of all things.
新冠病毒并不是万物之首。
No matter how much the media want us to accept that it is.
无论凡是多么的希望我们能够来接受它就是万物之首。
Just like the storm on the Sea of Galilee, COVID-19 is a wood chisel in the hand of our Lord.
那就好像加利利海上的大风暴一样，新冠病毒是我们手，是我们主手中的一个木凿。
God used COVID-19 to judge and humble this world.
神用新冠病毒来审判，并让这个世界为之谦卑。
All the wisdom and power of the world couldn't control the virus.
那整个世界上的智慧和能力都没有办法来控制这场病毒。
Just like Jesus could calm the storm on the Sea of Galilee.He could stop COVID-19 if it is of his will.
就好像主耶稣能够停止止息这场在加利利海上的风暴一样，如果他愿意，他也能够来停止这场病毒。
Brothers and sisters, we should not fear COVID-19.
弟兄姐妹，我们不应当来畏惧这场病毒。
Instead, we should fear the Lord.
那相反的，我们应该来畏惧主，敬畏主。
May the Lord open our eyes to see Jesus.Is the head of all things.
愿神开我们的眼睛，让我们知道主耶稣是万有之首。
May our life, may our activity can demonstrate to the world that Jesus is the head of all things.
愿我们的生活行动能够来见证主耶稣是万有之首。
May we demonstrate, may we testify to the enemies.That Jesus is the head of all things.
愿我们能够向着仇敌来见证，来彰显耶稣是万有之首。
Now let's look at how the disciple saw Jesus was the perfecter of faith.
那下面让我们来看门徒们是如何能够看耶稣是让我们信心成终的那一位。
They woke up Jesus and said to Jesus, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?
他们摇醒了耶稣，对他说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗
？”No, the storm put the faith of the disciples under trials.
那这场风暴就让门徒们经受试炼。
Some of the disciples were fishermen themselves, and they knew how to deal with the storm on the Sea of Galilee.
这些门徒当中有的是渔夫，他们本来知道如何来处理这个加利利海上的风暴。
But when the boat was filling up with water, their faithWas shaken.
但当船要满了水的时候，他们的信心就被动摇。
Brothers and sisters, faith and fear cannot exist together for long.
弟兄姐妹，信心和恐惧没有办法长期共存。
It's like two strong men in a house.
那就好像在一个房子中有两个强有力的人。
Either the faith drive out the fear, or the fear drive out the faith.
那或者这个恐惧把信心赶走，或者信心把恐惧赶走。
Brothers and sisters, faith and fear cannot exist together for long.
弟兄姐妹，信心和恐惧没有办法长期共存。
Eventually, we will either allow faith to be stronger and drive out the fear, or we allow fear to be stronger to drive out the faith.
那慢慢的，我们或者让信心不断的加强，能够把恐惧驱除，或者我们让恐惧渐渐加强，而把信心淹没。
Faith is being certain on what we do not see.
信就是所望之事的实底。
Faith is an absolute belief that God is the head of all things.
信就是能够全然的相信耶稣是万有之首。
Even under a very difficult situation like the water is filling up the ship.
那甚至在这种极难的环境当中，就是当船要灌满了水的时候。
And Jesus is still the head of all things.
耶稣仍为万有之首。
As the storm overtook the boat and unbelief gained the upper hand.
那当这个风暴要胜过船，当不幸在门徒们心中占了上风的时候
，fear began to take control of their emotions.
那恐惧就控制了他们的情绪。
They came to the Lord with fear and said, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?"
他们就恐惧地来到主耶稣面前说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗
？”Jesus got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea.Hush, be still.
耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”
Suddenly, the wind died down.
立时风就止住了。
Suddenly, the Sea of Galilee became perfectly calm.
那立时这个加利利海就变得大大平静。
It became so calm.
它是变得何等的平静
？So quiet.
这么的安静。
Completely silent.
一点声息都没有。
It's like the time stops.
就好像时间都停止了。
The disciples were stunned.
这些门徒们是如此的震惊。
They were speechless.
他们不能言语。
No one dared to say anything.
没有一个人敢说一句话。
Almost entire universe be quiet.
好像整条河都已经完全安静下来。
And Jesus said.
这时耶稣说。
Why are you afraid?
为什么胆怯?
Do you still have no faith?
你们还没有信心吗?
Now this word of the Lord Jesus is like a loud trumpet in the choir, Sea of Galilee.
那主耶稣的这个问题就好像加利利乐坛当中突然响起了一个大锣一样。
Why are you so afraid?
为什么胆怯
？Do you still have no faith?
你们还没有信心吗
？Indeed, this was a very tough question.
那实在这是一个非常困难的问题。
It was a tough question for the disciples since they have been the follower of Jesus for many, many months.
那对这些跟随了主几个月的很多月的门徒们来说，这实在是一个很难回答的问题。
Jesus was saying, "If you have faith in me, you should not be afraid."
那耶稣就在问他们说，如果你对我有信心的话，你们不应当恐惧。
If you are afraid, do you still have no faith?
如果你们胆怯的话，你们还没有信心吗
？Brothers and sisters, this will be a tough question.For us as well,
弟兄姐妹，对我们来说，这也将会是一个比较难的问题。
The Lord is asking us today, this morning, why are you afraid?
主耶稣今天早上来问我们，你为什么胆怯
？Do you still have no faith?
你们还没有信心吗
？This is not a judgmental question.
这并不是一个审判性的问题。
Instead.This is a purifying question.
那相反的，这是一个让人得洁净的问题。
This question is like the fuller's soap.
那这个问题就好像漂布之人的茧一样。
Or refiner's fire.
或者炼金之人的火。
Lord is using this question to purify the heart of the disciples.
那主就用这个问题能够来洁净门徒们的心。
Brothers and sisters, it is good time to reflect for the past year and a half.
那弟兄姐妹，现在是一个好的时间，能够来好好的回想过去的一年半所发生的。
May the Lord asking us this morning, why are you afraid?
愿主早上来问我们，你为什么恐惧？
Do you still have no faith?
你们还没有信心吗
The Bible has been clear that faith does not mature without trials.
那圣经是非常清晰的，就是信心若不经过试炼，就没有办法成熟。
The storm on the Sea of Galilee was Jesus' perfect tool to develop a strong faith in the disciples.
那加利利海上的风暴就成为主的一个工具，能够让门徒们里的信心变得更加的强。
God take us through fearful situations, and we find each trial becomes a stepping stone to a stronger faith.
神带领我们经过很多令人生畏的环境，但这每一个环境就成为我们的垫脚石，让我们得着更强更深的信心。
If we have faith, then each storm is a stepping stone to a stronger faith.
如果我们有信心的话，那每一场的风暴都好像一个垫脚石，让我们得着更强的信心。
It gives us the ability to say one day.
让我们能够有一天这样讲。
He sustained me in the past. He will carry me through today, and he will uphold me in the future.
他在过去供应了我，他会带领我度过今日，他也会在将来扶持我。
The Bible did not record the answer of the disciples.
圣经上并没有记载门徒们是如何回应的。
In fact, they may have an answer, they may not have an answer.
实际上他们可能没有回答。
And this question needs no answer.
这个问题也不需要答案。
But through the questions, the Lord Jesus opened their eye to see the Lord is perfecter of faith.
但借着这个问题，主开他们的眼睛，让他们看到主是那一位让他们信心成终的。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is not judging us.
弟兄姐妹，主不是来审判我们。
The Lord is perfecting us.
主要能够让我们完全。
He has the refiner's fire.
他有那炼金之人的火。
He has fuller soul.
他也有漂布之人的茧。
He is the perfecter of our faith.
他是让我们信心成终的那一位。
Brothers and sisters, let's spend a little moment to talk about fear a little bit more.
那弟兄姐妹，让我们再花一点时间来讨论这个恐惧。
Fear is not normal in Christian life.
胆怯在一个基督徒的生活当中是不正常的。
As Christian, we should never accept fear.
作为基督徒，我们不应该接受胆怯。
Today,There is an effort to normalize fear through policies, regulations, and many other things.
那今天有一种就是通过公共政策、规章制度或其他很多的事情，想要让恐惧变得常态化。
The normalization of fear is a scheme of the enemy.
恐惧的常态化是仇敌的一个手段。
We must not live under fear.Because God has not given us the spirit of fear.
我们不当生活在胆怯之下，因为神所给我们的不是胆怯的心。
Instead, God gave us the spirit of power and of love and of sound mind.
神所给我们的乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Since the fear and faith are not, cannot exist together.
因为胆怯和信心没有办法长期共存。
The best way to deal with fear is to trust in the Lord.
所以最好来对付胆怯的方法就是来信靠主。
Remember that powerful words our Lord Jesus said to Jairus, the synagogue official.
那记得主向着这个叫做雅鲁的管会堂的人所说的话吗？
Jairus came to Jesus with urgent need.
雅鲁来到主面前，他有一个急迫的需求。
He asked the Lord to come to lay hands on his daughter who was dying.
那他就求主来去按手在他的女儿身上，他的女儿将要死。
Jesus was distracted by another woman, who had a hemorrhage for 12 years.
但主耶稣在中间却被一个患了十二年血漏的人耽搁了一段。
After Jesus healed the woman with a hemorrhage for 12 years, and someone came to tell Jairus.
那当主耶稣医治了这个患有十二年血漏的女人之后，有人过来告诉雅鲁
，Your daughter has died.
你的女儿死了。
Why trouble the teacher anymore?
何必还劳烦先生呢
？Would this word put fear in Jairus' heart?
这个问题会把胆怯放在雅鲁的心中吗
？Jairus came with faith.
那。雅鲁他来的时候里面有信心。
Jesus can lay his hand on his daughter.
耶稣能够按手在他女儿身上。
Then the news came.
然后这有个信息，又有一个消息过来。
Your daughter has died.
你的女儿已经死了。
So there must be a fear come upon Jairus.
所以雅鲁的心中一定有胆怯。
And Jesus said to Jairus.
然后耶稣对雅鲁说
Do not be afraid, only believe.
不要怕，只要信。
Brothers and sisters, the only way to deal with fear is to believe.
弟兄姐妹，唯一能够来对抗胆怯的方法就是信。
David wrote, when he fled to the Philistines,
那大卫在逃到非利士人那里时这样写道，
It was probably the lowest point in his life.
那个时候可能主正在
最低的，
他可能正在最低谷的时候。
He actually faked to be an insane person.
那
装疯，
他当时装疯了已经。
And he wrote in Psalm 56, verse 3.
他就在诗篇五十六节第三章五十六章第三节讲到。
He said, "When I am afraid,"
我惧怕的时候。
David acknowledged he has the reason to be afraid.
大卫承认他有恐惧的理由。
He was afraid of the Philistines.
他在那里惧怕非利士人。
But then he said, "I will put my trust in you."
然后他说，我要倚靠你。
Brothers and sisters, this is how we practically can put the trust in the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们如何能够在实际当中来信靠主。
In verse 4, he said, "In God, whose word I praise."
第四节他讲到，我倚靠神，我要赞美他的话。
How can we put trust in the Lord?
我们如何能够来倚靠神呢？
In God, whose word I praise.
我要赞美他的话。
We put our trust in the word of the Lord.
我们来信靠神的话。
If we do so, then David said, "I shall not be afraid."
那我们如果能这样行的话，大卫就说，我必不惧怕。
What can mere man do to me?
人能把我怎样呢？
You see how the Lord has transformed David from when I am afraid to What can mere man do to me?
所以我们看到，神是如何的能够来改变大卫，让他一开始说我惧怕的时候，到后来他能讲人能把我怎样呢？
Brothers and sisters, we don't put our trust in anything other than our Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们不把信心放在除我们主耶稣的其他任何地方。
May the Lord open our eyes to see Jesus is perfecter of faith.
愿神能开我们的眼睛，让我们看到耶稣是为我们信心成终的那一位。
Lastly, we would like to see how the disciples thought Jesus was the Prince of Peace.
那最后我们又来看，门徒们如何能够来认识主耶稣为那和平的君。
During the storm, Jesus himself was in the rear end of the ship.
在这场风暴当中，主耶稣他在船尾上。
And he was asleep.
那时他正在睡觉。
How could Jesus sleep when the boat was about to sink?
那船要沉的时候，主耶稣怎么可能还在睡觉呢？
Everything around Jesus was shaken.
在主耶稣周围，一切的事物都在震动。
Yet he rests in sleep.
然而他却在那里，在和平中安息。
When the disciples saw Jesus sleeping at the rear end of the ship, they saw the Prince of Peace.
当门徒们看到主耶稣在船尾上枕头睡觉的时候，他们就看到了和平的君。
Jesus and the disciples were in the same boat, were in the same situation.
耶稣和门徒们是在同样一个船，在同样的环境当中。
How could Jesus behave so differently than disciples?
但耶稣为何能够表现出来与门徒全然不一样呢？
The difference is the peace of Jesus.
这不同就是耶稣的平安。
The disciples should not be surprised by the storm on the Sea of Galilee because they were fishermen.
那门徒们本不应当为着这个加利利海上的风暴而惊讶，因为他们是渔夫。
But when the storm, was about to overtake the boat, the peace in the disciple was completely taken away.
但当风暴要胜过船的时候，在门徒们心中的这个平安就完全被拿走了。
It was wiped clean.
就完全被扫清了。
It was gone.
就一点都不剩了。
No more.
一点都不剩了。
On the contrary, the peace in Jesus was not affected by the storm and could not be taken away.
那相反的，在耶稣里面的平安却没有被风暴影响，也不会被拿走。
Brother and sister, the peace of Christ.Which cannot be taken away is the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣里面那不能被夺走的平安就是这福音。
When we preach gospel, we preach peace through Christ Jesus.
当我们来传福音的时候，我们是借着耶稣基督传和平的福音。
The gospel is also called the gospel of peace.
那这个福音也叫做耶稣和平的福音。
You know, when Jesus departed from the earth, he only left one thing to the disciples.
当耶稣离开地上之前，他只留下一件给门徒们。
He could have left many other things to his disciples.
他也可以把其他很多的事情留给门徒们。
But he chose to leave only one thing to his disciples.
但他却选择只留一件事给他的门徒们。
He leave them with peace.
他就把他的平安留给他们。
Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you.
我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。
Not as the world gives do I give to you.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Notice Jesus did not promise the disciple a trouble-free world.
请大家注意，主耶稣不是应许给门徒一个没有忧愁的世界。
But he left the peace with them.
但他却把平安留给他们。
So they could not be troubled.
好叫他们不要忧愁。
They will not be fearful.
也不胆怯。
Brothers and sisters, we will have troubles.
弟兄姐妹，我们会有忧愁。
But let us not to be troubled.
但却让我们心中不要忧愁。
Not to be fearful.
也不要胆怯。
In this world, we have tribulations.
在这地上我们会有患难。
But to take courage, Jesus has overcome the world.
但大家要勇敢，因为神已经胜，但我们要放心，因为神已经胜了世界。
In him, we have peace.
在他的里面我们有平安。
Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
耶稣是和平的君。
And we will have a peace in him.
让我们在他里面有平安。
But how do we receive this peace?
那我们如何能够得着这个平安？
You know, peace is something very real.
平安是一件非常真实的事。
No one can fake that he has peace.
没有人能够假装自己有平安。
If you have peace, then you have peace.
如果你有平安，你就真有平安。
If you do not have peace, you cannot fake it.
如果你没有平安的话，你没有办法假装自己有。
So how do we receive the promise of peace in the storm?
所以我们如何能够得着这风暴当中所应许的平安呢？
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
腓立比书第四章第六节讲到。
Be anxious for nothing.
当一无挂虑。
Now this is easy to say.
这句话说起来很简单。
Be anxious for nothing.
当一无挂虑。
But it's hard to do.
但是却非常难能做到。
But this is a command from the Lord.
但这却是从主来的一个命令。
It's not a suggestion that be anxious for nothing.
不是主只是建议我们说凡事不要挂虑。
It is a command from the Lord.
是从主来的一条命令。
Be anxious for nothing.
当一无挂虑。
Can we really be anxious for nothing?
我们真能一无挂虑吗？
We can always find reason to be worried about.
我们总能找到各种各样的理由来担忧。
The Bible didn't tell us, do not be anxious, only anxious for the really important things. Jesus, Bible said, anxious for nothing.
那圣经不是告诉我们说不要担忧，不要为普通的事担忧，只为特别的事情担忧。圣经是告诉我们，当一无挂虑。
Anxiety is real.
这个担忧是真的。
Anxiety cannot be controlled by your will.
担忧并不能够随着你自己的意愿而控制。
If you have anxiety, then you have anxiety.
那如果你心中有忧虑，你就是有忧虑。
You cannot fake that you don't.
你也没有办法假装自己没有忧虑。
But there is a way to deal with the anxiety.
但却有一个方法让我们能够来对付忧虑。
There is a real spiritual way to address anxiety.
有一个真实的属灵的方法能够来对付忧虑。
In everything by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
This is a real spiritual way to deal with anxiety.
这是一个实际的属灵的道路，能够来对付忧虑。
Through prayer, through supplication with thanksgiving, we let our requests be known to God.
就是借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
Then you may say, brothers, I do pray, but I'm still anxious.
你可能会讲，弟兄，我实在已经祷告了，但我心中还是有忧虑。
I believe you.
我相信你所说的。
You may have prayed, but you're still anxious.
你可能祷告了，但你心中还是会忧虑。
But pay attention. Did you pray with thanksgiving?
但请注意，你是在感谢中祷告吗？
Do you give thanks to the Lord in everything?
你是凡事谢恩吗？
This is the secret ingredient in our prayer.
这是我们祷告当中那个秘诀。
If we give thanks to the Lord in everything and pray unceasingly, God will remove our anxieties.
如果我们能够凡事谢恩，不住祷告的话，神就能够把我们心中的忧虑来除掉。
If by the grace of God you can give thanks in everything,
如果能够因着神的恩典，我们在凡事上谢恩，
God will remove your anxiety.
神就会把我们心中的忧虑来除掉。
Brothers and sisters, give it a try.
弟兄姐妹，请试一试这条方法。
Prayers, supplications with thanksgivings.
祷告、祈求和感谢。
Thanksgiving and anxiety cannot exist together for long.
感谢和忧虑也不能够长期共存。
Give thanks in everything.
凡事谢恩。
God will remove your anxiety.
神就会挪去你的忧虑。
There is one more thing.
还有一件。
Do you simply let your requests be made known to God and not insist upon the outcomes?
你是否只是把自己的所要的简单告诉神，而不是在那里坚持某个特定的结果。
When we pray and we're still anxious because we insist upon a certain outcome,
我们祷告仍然忧虑，是因为我们常常坚持一个特定的结果。
Brother and sister, if we insist upon a certain outcome, we will always be anxious.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们祷告的时候在那里坚持一个特定的结果，我们仍然会忧虑。
What if the outcome is not what I want?
因为如果这个结果跟我所想的不一样怎么办？
And your anxiety will never be removed.
你的忧虑就永远不会被挪去。
We cannot insist upon a certain outcome as we pray.
当我们祷告的时候不能够坚持某个特定的结果。
Let's come back to Esther again.
让我们再来看一看以斯帖的故事。
I love to use Esther as an example.
那我要用以斯帖做一个例子。
Let's see how Esther deal with her anxiety.
我们看一看以斯帖是如何的来对付他的忧虑。
Before he went to see the king,
他去见王之前，
she must be so anxious.
他心中一定满了忧虑。
Esther deal with her anxiety by accepting all possible outcomes.
那以斯帖就能够接受所有可能的这个结果。
There is a possibility that she would perish.
那她是有可能会因此而死。
She accepts that outcome.
她也接受这样的结果。
If I perish, I perish.
我若死就死吧。
He let her request be known to God.
她把所要的告诉了神。
But she accepts.All possible outcomes.
但他却接受所有可能的结果。
And Esther went in to see the king in peace.
所以以斯帖就能够带着平安去见王。
If we pray to the Lord this way,
如果我们能如此向主来祷告，
we pray with thanksgiving,
我们带着感恩来祷告，
we pray without insisting a certain outcome.
我们祷告却不坚持寻求一个特定的结果。
The peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus.
神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里能保守我们的心怀意念。
Our hearts and our minds are prone to be anxious and must be guarded.
我们的心怀意念常常容易忧虑也必须被保守。
But we cannot guard our hearts and our minds.
但我们自己没有办法来保守我们的心怀意念。
We are so stressful because we try to guard our hearts and our minds.
我们常常因着自己要来保守自己的心怀意念而感到压力倍增。
This can only be done by peace of God.
这唯有神的平安能够保守我们的心怀意念。
When the Prince of Peace works in our life,
当和平的君在我们的生活里面来工作的时候，
it will surpasses all comprehension and bring peace to our heart.
他就会把出人意外的平安赐给我们。
May the Lord open our eyes to see Jesus is our Prince of Peace.
愿神能够开我们的眼睛，让我们看到耶稣是那和平的君。
Brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for leading us to the phase two reopening.
弟兄姐妹，我们感谢主能够来带我们进入到这个开放的第二阶段。
We're so grateful to see many of our children returning to in-person meetings.
我们也非常的感恩看到很多的孩子能够来回到面对面的聚会当中。
Our hearts are with those who are not yet coming.
而我们的心却与那些没能够来到我们中间的人同在。
We pray for them every day.
我们每一天都为他们祷告。
Pray the Lord will open the way for them to join.
愿主能够开一条道路，让他们来加入到聚会当中。
We also know the pandemic is not over.
我们也知道这场疫情还没有结束。
Worse than pandemic will be with us for a long time.
那更坏的是，这个疫情可能还会与我们长存一段时间。
So how do we move from here?
那我们当如何继续往前呢？
We must make decisions individually and corporately in the coming weeks and coming months.
那在将要来的这许多的周和将要来的这几个月当中，我们个人与团体都要做很多的决定。
How do we follow Lord? Follow the Lord in making these decisions.
我们如何在做这些决定的当中来跟随主呢？
We'd like to use the learning of disciple to learn how you and I can make these decisions.
那我们就愿着门徒们所学的这一课来指导我们该如何的来做这样的决定。
First, in every decision that you and I will make, we should honor the Lord is the head of all things.
那首先就是在你和我做的每一个决定当中，我们应当尊主为万有之首。
We need to consider our individual decision to see if it is consistent with the Lord is the head of all things.
当我们来做每一个决定的时候，我们要来思想他是否与主为万有之首这件事情是相合的。
Our Lord Jesus deserves to have the priority in our decision.
主耶稣愿在我们每一个决定当中来作首。
We need to use our personal life decision to testify that Jesus is the head of all things.
我们也当用自己个人的每一个决定来见证主耶稣是万有之首。
Our decision should be pleasing to the Lord and not pleasing to ourselves.
那我们的决定也当讨主的欢喜，而不是讨自己的欢喜。
This is how should we make decisions.
这是我们应当来做决定的方法。
Is the Lord the head of all things?
主耶稣是万有之首吗？
Secondly, in every decision, we should look to the Lord as the perfecter of faith.
第二的，在每一个决定当中，我们应当仰望主那为我们信心成终的。
We should base our decision on faith and not fear.
我们应当把我们的决定跟基于信心，而不是胆怯。
Each decision we make is a stepping stone to a stronger faith.
我们所做的每一个决定都应当成为一个垫脚石，带我们进入更强的信心。
God used the storm, God used the difficulty, God used fearful situation to purify us.
神就借着风暴，借着这些难处，借着这些令人生畏的环境，能够来洁净我们。
They're not to be afraid of.
这些事情不是我们所当恐惧的。
They are merely stepping stone to a stronger faith.
他们不过是垫脚石，带我们能进入更强的信心。
When we are afraid, we will put our trust in the Lord.
当我们惧怕的时候，要来倚靠神。
If we seek the Lord, and He will answer us and deliver us from the fears.
如果我们寻求主，他就应允我们，救我们脱离一切的恐惧。
It is okay to be fearful.
若我们心有恐惧，这是可以，这是正常的。
It's not unusual to be afraid.
也不是说心有恐惧就是不正常的。
But the Lord is using those fearful situations to purify us.
但神却用这些令人生畏的环境来洁净我们。
The storms are stepping stone to a stronger faith.
这风暴是我们的垫脚石，带我们进入更强的信心。
The storm is the tool in the hands of the Lord to perfecting our faith, to perfect our faith.
那这个风暴也是我们主手中的工具，能够让我们的信心完全。
Thirdly, in every decision, we should let the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts.
那第三的话，我们应当让主耶稣和平的君来除掉我们心中的恐惧。
We should bring every decision to the Lord by prayers and supplication with thanksgivings.
我们应当借着祷告和感谢，把每一个决定都交托给主。
We should learn to give thanks in everything.
我们也当学习凡事谢恩。
When we have the heart of thanksgiving, then we anxiety will be removed.
那当我们有着一个感谢的心的时候，我们心中的忧虑就会被除掉。
We will not insist upon a certain outcome, and simply let our request be known to God.
我们就简单的把我们所要的告诉神，而不是在那里坚持一个特定的结果。
And the peace of God, which surpasses comprehension, will guard our hearts.And minds in every decision we make.
神所赐那出人意外的平安，也必在基督耶稣里保守我们的心怀意念，在我们做每一个的决定里面。
If we follow these exhortations in making personal and corporate decisions, we will follow the Lord and preserve the unity of the Spirit in bond of peace.
如果我们能在做个人和团体的决定当中都遵循这些劝勉的话，我们就会跟随主，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning for gathering us before your word.
父，我们感谢你早上能够召聚我们在您的话语面前。
We're so thankful because you are a merciful God.
我们感谢你，因为你是满有怜悯的神。
And you know our needs.
你也知道我们的需要。
Before we even communicate to you,
甚至在我们告诉你之前。
And we want to give thanks for the past 18 months.
我们为着过去的十八个月献上感谢。
You have used the circumstances to perfect your church.
你用这样的环境能够让你的教会更加完全。
As we come together looking forward,
当我们一同的来寻求如何往前走的时候。
We want to trust you.
我们愿来倚靠你。
We want to come to the shepherd to lead us forward.
我们愿来到这牧人的面前，来倚靠他带我们向前。
We pray that you will use the circumstances to open our eyes to see who you are.
我们祷告，愿你借着这些环境能够开我们的眼睛，让我们认识你是谁。
May you use circumstances to work in our heart.
愿你借着这些环境在我们的心中工作。
So that in every decision we make, we can testify that you are the head of all things.
好叫我们能够来见证，在我们所做的每一个决定当中，你都是那居首位的。
Each decision is our opportunity to be strengthened by you.
每一个机会都是一个机会，让我们每一个决定都是一个机会，让我们能够被您变得更坚强。
You are the perfecter of our faith.
你也是我们让我们那信心成终的一位。
When we are afraid,
当我们恐惧的时候
，we put trust in you.
愿我们来倚靠你。
We pray with thanksgiving in our heart.
也让我们能够怀着感恩的心来祷告。
We let our requests be known to you.
让我们把我们所要的告诉你。
And the peace of God surpass comprehension will guard our heart and our minds in Christ Jesus.
也愿神所赐那出人意外的平安能够在基督耶稣里来保守我们的心怀意念。
We're so thankful for your mercy today.
我们今天为着您的怜悯何等的感恩。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。